First, book with Riviera Travel, a Which? Recommended provider for 13 years.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 3 o'clock, the UK's FTSE 100 fell to a one-year low earlier as fears deepen over the impact of Donald Trump's tariffs. The index was down 4% in early afternoon trading. New York's Dow Jones also fell 4% on opening. Financial analyst Jasmine Birtle says there could be some advantages to Britain being hit with a lower tariff than other countries.
We could attract all sorts of really very useful companies that would bring in employment and tax paying in this country. I think we're potentially quietly in rather a good position here.
Sir Keir Starmer's outlined plans to increase car manufacturing in the UK, saying he's supporting businesses through global instability. Fines for missing targets on electric vehicle sales are being eased, while new hybrids will be allowed on the market for a further 5 years. The Prime Minister told workers at Jaguar Land Rover, now is a time for cool heads.
We've got to rise together as a nation to the great challenge of our age, and it is the great challenge, which is to renew Britain. So we're secure in this era of global instability.
The Palestinian Red Crescent Society is calling for an independent investigation into the killings of 15 medical personnel in Gaza last month. Video footage recovered from one of the victims' phones appears to contradict Israel's claim that the convoy was driving suspiciously and without emergency lights. A police officer won't face criminal charges after an investigation into the deaths of two teenagers in an e-bike collision. 16-year-old Kyrie Sullivan and Harvey Evans, who was 15, died after being followed by a police van in Ely in Cardiff in May 2023. Campers have been rescued from wildfires in Galloway Forest Park by helicopter in a four-hour search and rescue operation. The flames had originally been attributed to the controlled burning of heather on Friday. And the weather is going to be cloudy in the northeast of Scotland, otherwise bright and sunny with breezes along the south coast and a high of 18. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Tim Humphrey.
This is Classic FM. From Global.
Time for Monday's Hall of Fame 3 at 3. One composer has more entries than any other in the current chart, a chap by the name of Mozart.
Anne-Marie Minhall.
On Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
Soul entry for Giulio Caccini, the Ave Maria, sung by Sumi Joe, and James Collin had the baton for the Cologne Gesenich Orchestra. Our Monday Classic FM Hall of Fame 3 at 3 started with Mozart, Eine Kleine Nachtmusik, the opening, the first movement, with the Chamber Players of Canada in action. 13 works by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart in the current top 300, but 10 of them fell in 2024. For Rossini, a healthy performance for the Thieving Magpie Overture.
Thank you.
In last year's chart, there was a return to the top 300 for that piece of music, the overture to The Thieving Magpie, and it climbed 34 places to number 175, playing Rossini's music, Sinfonia Varsovia, and Yehudi Menuhin. Hall of Fame chart, back tomorrow morning on Classic FM from 9 a.m.
Thank you.
Sunshine music all spring.
This is Classic FM.
Vivaldi. We heard the guitar concerto in D, the first movement, the Carducci Quartet, and the Katona Twins. And before it, J.C. Bach and part of his Symphony in B-flat, and it was a performance by the Netherlands Chamber Orchestra. 29 minutes past three on Classic FM. Mendelssohn decided to visit Italy in the autumn months, and his trip lasted 10 months. Nice. He started in Venice, then worked his way south to Rome, stopping in Bologna and Florence along the way. And then from Rome, he went on to Naples and visited Pompeii before returning to Germany through Genoa and Milan. His impressions of the trip were recorded in the symphony we're about to hear part of. I need you to think Mediterranean sunshine, monumental art and architecture, and the open Italian countryside. Mendelssohn himself said of this symphony, "I think it will be the jolliest piece I've ever done." Listening to that, you can almost feel the sun on your face. The Italian Symphony No. 4, the third movement of that work by Mendelssohn, and still one of his most popular today. The Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra were with the conductor John Elliott Gardner. A reminder that Margarita Taylor is back with us after four on Classic FM, and she tells me her star in the spotlight is one of Scotland's finest, the composer Patrick Doyle, who's worked on most of the films with Kenneth Branagh as director. More from him and about him after four, round about 6:15 this evening. Next for us this afternoon, I can promise you, Andrea Bocelli and one of the seven wonders of the world. Not bad going for a Monday. And by the way, Dan our man is back for breakfast.
Tomorrow morning you could wake up like this.
Budget, tariffs, taxes, doom and gloom.
Or you could wake up like this. Classic FM Breakfast with Dan Walker. Great music when you need it most.
Yes, music that can make any morning feel so much brighter.
Listen tomorrow morning from 6:30. Ask your smart speaker to play Classic FM.
Classic FM.
It is by Adrian Munsey. It is called The Distance Between. On violin, Angèle Debeau, joined by the players of La Pieta. This is Classic FM.
You're listening to Classic FM.
La donna immobile, qual piuma al vento, muta d'accento e di pensiero, sempre una leggiadro viso, impianto e riso è menzognero. La donna è mobile, qual piuma al vento, muta d'accento e di pensier. E di pensier. Yeah.
è sempre misero, chi a lei s'affida, chi le confida, mal cauto il cuore, ormai non sentesi felice appieno, chi su quel seno non liva amore. La donna è mobil, qual piuma al vento, muta da cento. E di pensier, e di pensier,
holding that note with some aplomb with Andrea Bocelli, Verdi, La Donna Mobile, Women Are Fickle, from the composer's opera Rigoletto. And it was also, we heard the players of the Moscow Radio Symphony Orchestra. And Grieg, Anitra's Dance from Peer Gynt Suite No. 1, was played by the Bergen Philharmonic Orchestra under Edward Gardner. It is 13 minutes to 4. It is Classic FM, and as promised, one of the Seven Wonders, a suite for orchestra written by Stuart Mitchell. And this is called Mausoleum at Halicarnassus. become a real favourite on Classic FM through the years. It's called Seven Wonders, Suite for Orchestra. And from that work, we heard Mausoleum Halicarnassus, written by Stuart Mitchell, performed by the Prague Symphony Orchestra. Margarita is next on Classic FM. See you tomorrow at 1.
Classic FM.
In just a few weeks, we'll be lighting up the Royal Albert Hall for Classic FM Live.
Celebrating the greatest film music, and we'd love you to be there.
Every day this week, you could win tickets to our blockbuster concert on the 24th of April, along with £800 for travel and accommodation to make it extra special.
It's thanks to Viking, experiences created for curious travellers.
To win, listen to Alexander Armstrong every morning this week from 10.
Classic FM.
For simple, fuss-free pet insurance policies for cats and dogs, visit petsinapickle.co.uk. For actual pickles, try the supermarket.
This is the call of the chiff-chaff. This is the call of the willow warbler. Hear the difference? Thankfully, some things are obvious. Like choosing Interactive Investor for your ISA and personal pension. With 30 years' experience, over 430,000 customers, and a rating of excellent on Trustpilot, the choice is obvious. Search Interactive Investor. Investment values can go down as well as up. You could get back less than you invest.
Fine & Country values the unique, the distinctive, the iconic. The features that make your home a true reflection of you. Grand, inviting spaces that inspire spontaneous get-togethers. Quiet, cozy corners that provide a calming daily retreat. Truly captivating vistas that make your everyday extraordinary. If you're looking to buy, sell, or let your home, start your property journey at fineandcountry.com. Fine & Country. Dare to be iconic.
I've got the new Samsung Galaxy S25 and so many brownie points. You see, Now Brief with Galaxy AI learns my schedule to keep me ahead of my day. Weather, activity stats, and diary updates like Janie's birthday.
Oh, you remembered.
Thanks, Now Brief. Buy the Galaxy S25 on O2 by 4th of June and claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go worth £299. Selected languages only. Account login and network connection required. Claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go in Titan Grey from Samsung within 30 days of purchase. Terms apply.
Are Aunt Rose's war stories true? You find her in the 1939 Register, a vast wartime document. Then delve deeper to discover everyday life during the Blitz. And right there on the eve of war, an unshakable auxiliary nurse, Aunt Rose, the home front heroine. Marking 80 years since victory in Europe, the 1939 Register is free to explore. Visit findmypast.co.uk/VE Day. Your family history understood. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you ever feel like getting back under your duvet in the middle of the day? Ferroglobin is a great-tasting liquid formula with iron, which contributes to the reduction of tiredness and fatigue and normal formation of hemoglobin. Ferroglobin from Vitabiotics at Boots, pharmacies and vitabiotics.com.
Global Player.
Find thousands of brilliant podcasts like Blummin' Legends with Johnny Vaughan.
Each week we tell you all about a Blummin' Legend. So these people could be explorers, hunters, musicians, everything in between. We fill you in on the history, give you some of the facts, and hopefully entertain you in the process.
And find brilliant live playlists, like Classic FM Revision. The perfect classical music to help you focus.
Global Player.
Download it now for free.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 4 o'clock, the Prime Minister says the global economic consequences of America's new tariffs on imports could be profound. On a visit to Jaguar Land Rover, he again said it's a time for cool heads. The firm has announced it's pausing shipments to the US while it assesses the new system. The company's head, Adrian Mardell, says thousands of jobs rely on the company's success.
This amazing site is our biggest manufacturing car plant in the UK. We employ over 9,000 highly skilled members of this wonderful company, and we support another 60,000 of the local community.
Sakhir announced a relaxation of rules to help manufacturers with the switch to electric vehicles. A plastic surgeon has been found guilty of attempting to murder a fellow doctor he wanted out of the way. 61-year-old Peter Brooks was absent from his trial due to being on hunger strike, but was convicted of stabbing Graham Perks and attempting to set light to his house in Nottinghamshire. The Palestinian Red Crescent Society wants an independent investigation into the killings of 15 medics in Gaza last month. Video footage recovered from one of the victims' phones appears to contradict Israel's claim that the convoy was driving suspiciously and without emergency lights. But Israeli government spokesman David Mensah says Hamas cannot be trusted.
It is a matter of public record that Hamas have on many occasions used ambulances